Ladies and gentlemen, there's one thing that I think we should know right from the start. And that is that this service is meant to be something that is essentially very simple. We're under orders, because this is the way that Mac wanted it. And Norma and Mac and I discussed the service, and we assured him that it would be something very simple, but indeed from the heart. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Lord said, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He also said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." Let us pray. O God, our Father, we come to you today, and you know exactly why and what has happened. We face the mystery and yet the utter reality of death. And we feel all over again how human we are, and that life as we know it, at least a little bit, has a beginning, and yet as far as this place and time is concerned, it also has an ending. And so we come and we ask that you would stand with us, that if there is darkness, then there may be light. It will be the light of your presence that allows us to believe and that allows us to hope. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What are we really trying to do here in these few moments? We're trying to pay tribute to one whom we knew and whom we loved very deeply. And we're trying to say, Norma, to Leslie and Jerry and Kaylee, and to the other folks in Mac's family, that we care, that we really do care. And there's so very little that we're able to do. And we're here also to stand in the presence of Almighty God. And so I want to share with you a few brief verses from that word. I think many of the folk here are acquainted with the big book. These come from the good book. And it's first of all, a psalm that, when I would share a little prayer with Mac, always tried to think of God as being the shepherd who loves his sheep. And so the 23rd psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, and he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." And then we have a change in that picture of a shepherd leading the sheep to the places that are appropriate for them. We have the sheep moving down through the deep valleys where they can be attacked, where it's dangerous for them. And so the words, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And so they make it through the valley, and then the shepherd looks for a place to graze. And so he says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To dwell in the house of the Lord is to be aware of God's presence. And may that be so for all of us as we make our journey, and indeed for our friend Mac. And then I read from the last book in Holy Writ. It's not quite the last chapter, but it's the last book. And there's a picture here that I have found very helpful to me, and I hope that it says something to all of us. And it's really what I believe God has in store for us. And really, it has to do not so much with a place, but with a relationship. And I think if Mac Cheater taught any of us anything, he taught us the importance of relationships with each other and indeed with the God of our understanding. You know, the words are, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And I thought it was important to read that, because there is a time when there will be no more pain. And I'm sure that's our hope and our prayer for Mac. There was a lot of pain that he had to bear, and we all know that. May he be at rest now. And may God bless to us and help us to understand this, his holy word. Amen. Norma and I, in trying to think of what would be appropriate, wanted you to sing. And so we're going to sing a hymn that is based on a psalm. And it has to do with taking a journey. "I lift up mine eyes unto the hills. But where does my help come from? My help comes from the one who made the hills." And so the psalmist, in his way, expressed his faith in a God who journeyed with him. And I invite you then to join in as we sing together, and we'll stand to sing this hymn. It's in the Blue Book, the Book of Praise, number 54. "Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eyes." seated, please. There is so much that could be said about Mac. I'm sure that each of us here could speak from the heart. But whatever I say is really in part a reflection of what I have heard others say. And all of it is in the context of giving thanks to God for a life that was unique, that was very meaningful and very precious. Because Mac was very much in touch with the way we all felt. And I believe he always took us seriously. He was a doer. You know what you have to do, or we know what has to be done. And we give thanks to God for his ability to help people believe in themselves. That he helped all of us, I think, with the help of our higher power, to realize that the seeming impossible could be possible. Mac was a man of courage in the face of great adversity. For the first time last Friday night, I saw a part of that television show with the magic car, whose name is Kit. And when the car meets an obstruction, you press the button and it jumps over it. The car jumps over the obstruction. And I can never just watch that and enjoy it and its foolishness and whatever. But I thought, you know, life's not like that. We have to meet what there is to meet. We can't leapfrog. And I don't think Mac Cheater ever did a leapfrog. He faced what had to be faced in a very courageous way. And we all know that Mac was well known, traveled all over the country. But there was a humility about him. In fact, at one time in the hospital, he pointed up and he said, "It's 95%, you know, Bruce." There was a humility about him. He knew where his strength came from. And that humility is best illustrated in a story that I just love about Mac, and he's told it, I'm sure, and you know it, but let's hear it again. About the time that he was speaking, I don't even know where. He was finished, and a couple of thousand people, I guess, rose to their feet and acclaimed him and expressed their appreciation. And even for a Mac Cheater, that has to be a pretty heady experience. And so immediately following that, he went over to the place where he got coffee, and a little boy about so high, about 10, looked up at him and he said, "Are you a Canadian?" This was somewhere in the States. And Mac's chest came out a little bit and said, "Yes." And then this young boy, 10 or so, said, "Are you the speaker?" Mac said, and the chest went out again, "Yes." And then this young kid said, he says, "I thought you'd never stop." And Mac loved that story. It brought him right back down to earth. That's where he spent his time, wasn't it? On earth, with you and with me. One of the things he really enjoyed doing was to help somebody help themselves. And Mac planned, didn't he? He knew this was coming. well over a year ago. He planned. He got the three little books that I've published and he put them in a cover. And he gave that to me and he said, there's only one of its kind, Bruce. And there is, with my name on it. One of the most precious things I have. He knew it was happening. But will we ever forget his humor? He really had a neat sense of humor. A friend of his, a dear friend, was telling me he was talking to Mac just last week when Mac was very weak. And his friend said, pardon, Mac? And Mac said, you always did have trouble understanding. I mean, he's practically on death's door, and yet that came through. And I said to him last week, Mac, I'd kiss you goodbye, but you shouldn't giggle. He said, yeah, and it'd start a rumor. That's the man we're remembering. And other people remember him. I want to read a couple of sentences from a letter that has been received by me from Mr. Asper, Izzy Asper. I'm deeply sorry I will unavoidably be absent from the city. But Mac's presence and memory will live with those of us who worked with him and knew him, for to know him was to love him. I've known many men and seen them in almost every kind of human adversity, but few had the goodwill, the faith, the optimism, the strength, the courage that was the essence of Mac. Mac loved and took pride and pleasure in his work. He breathed life and energy into every aspect of the company. And on a personal note, let me say that to all who knew him, Mac mattered. He made a difference to everyone whose lives he touched. I think Mac has taught us something too, friends. Maybe some of us are thinking, what are we going to do without him? We're going to know that our dependence is on our higher power, the way Mac would want it to be. Of course we'll miss him, but our dependence is there, not on our fellow human beings. I have to say that I respect and acknowledge Norma's presence with Mac this last month, and in fact over these 35 years that they've been married. She was there all the time, and Leslie and Jerry and Kaylee. Mac taught us about life, didn't he? But he taught us about death. Lessons we'll never forget. One of the people to whom I could say, and a man, say, Mac, I love you. And I was privileged to have him return that same kind of statement. You go into the hospital room, and he'd always beat you to it. He'd ask you, how are you? You were supposed to be finding out how he was. How are you, Bruce? Always thinking about other people. And then the hand would come up, and he'd reach out, and you'd reach out and take it and shake hands. And you know, I think that's what Mac's life was all about. Reaching out. And when he reached out, he touched you. And he touched me. And I thank God for that. And I close with a word from the good book. Because I think we can say this about Mac. I have fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, sometimes words are so terribly inadequate. But we give thanks to you for being with us when we have needed you so very much. We give thanks that you have given to all of us new beginnings in so many different kinds of ways, and that your grace, your love, are always absolutely amazing. Lord, please be with Mac's family. Support them and strengthen them. And our Father, we remember now the one who walked among us and who made such a difference. And we ask now that he, having fought the good fight and having kept the faith, may now know the peace that passes understanding. And for his journey among us, O Lord, we do give thanks to you. And for ourselves, we can only pray that you would give us the serenity to be able to accept the things that cannot be changed in this life of ours, and the courage and the faith to change the things that can be changed, and that wisdom and that knowledge and that insight that come from you to know the difference. Hear our prayers, O Lord, we ask them in the name of Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're going to conclude the service with singing a hymn that tells us about the God of the past and about the God of the future, our hope for years to come. Number 87. O God, our help in ages past and our hope for years to come.
Oh God.
go in peace. Go in confidence and do not lose heart. The blessing of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon and abide with each one of us and with his people all around the world, today and forevermore. Go now in peace. Amen. Would you be seated, please? With all due apologies to Isaac Watts, who wrote that last hymn, that second last verse about the sons of time, they fly forgotten. There are some people that we'll never forget. And I believe that none of us are ever forgotten by God himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that many of you will want to say hello to Norma and to Leslie and Jerry. And they're going to be downstairs. The church hall is reached by two ways, the good way and the bad way. The bad way is this way, but the stairs are there, but this is a little more pleasant, but I would suggest you can go both ways. The International Inn has supplied the sandwiches. Mickey Levine knew and respected Mac very much. Other refreshments have been made available by people who care. And so Norma and the others then will be down in the church hall, and you are all invited. This is the conclusion of this memorial service.